quite large. 7 feet tall is not unusual. They're extremely fast and strong. Lieutenant?
Make no mistake, they can be highly dangerous. The Capellan's basic weapon, the Kligat, at any distance, up to 100 yards, they can make it almost as effective against a man as a phaser. In addition to this, an assortment of swords and knives.
Call from the bridge, Captain.
Bridge, helm, sir.
Yes, Mr. Sulu. Report.
Now in standard orbit, sir. I've pinpointed their encampment below.
Very good. Have the transporter room stand by.
Aye, sir.
How long were you stationed on the planet, Doctor?
Only a few months. We found them totally uninterested in medical aid or hospitals.
They believe that only the strong should survive.
Analysis, gentlemen.
Ordinarily, under these circumstances, I would recommend a large, well-armed landing party.
Yes, but in this case, with the more people we take down, the greater chance we have of violating one of the taboos.
Agreed.
Once they've got it into their heads, we're showing force you can forget them signing any mining treaty.
Very well. Scotty, you're in command. Bear in mind that the Klingons have been sighted in this sector. While we're negotiating down there, we don't want the Enterprise to become an incident up here.
Aye, sir. We'll keep on our toes. Vessel?
I'm Captain Kirk.
We come with open hearts and hands.
A Klingon! Grant, no!
Space. A final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Stardate 3497.2, planet Capella 4. The rare mineral topoline, vital to the life support systems of planetoid colonies, has been discovered in abundance here. Our mission? Obtain a mining agreement. But we have discovered a Klingon agent has preceded us to the planet. Discovery which has cost the life of one of my crewmen.
I am unaware of any state of war between our peoples, Captain. Or is it your policy to kill Klingons on sight?
He's young. And inexperienced.
All I have to know that the Klingons are our sworn enemies. By their own words.
We understand only that he also offers things of value for our rocks. That he has freely handed us his weapons and other devices. The same.
Let me call my ship and inform them.
Down an attack upon their village. It is as I told you, my Earthmen fear to bargain honestly.
Will you hand us your weapons?
Yes.
unscrupulously. They're unusually honest. Is that what I heard you say in the briefing room, Doctor?
Yes, I mentioned that.
He also mentioned that they can be highly dangerous.
Dangerous if lied to. If their customs are violated, well, we lied to no one, Doctor. We violated no customs. Perhaps you'll explain to me why one of my men is dead.
Because he was drawing a weapon on another of their guests.
Grant looked up. Saw a Klingon, made a purely instinctive defensive move. And what's a Klingon doing down here among your scrupulously honest friends anyway?
Look, Jim, I know what it means to you to lose a crewman.
It's only one down, Doctor. There's over 400 more up there in orbit. And if there's a Klingon down here, there might be a Klingon ship up there somewhere.
Mr. Scott. Picking up something on the sensors, sir. Seems to be another ship.
Well, let's put it on the screen.
It's just at the edge of our sensor range, sir. Hard to get an exact reading.
You think it's a Klingon ship?
Who else would be playing cat and mouse with a starship?
Well, you can't hurt us much out there bobbing about like that. No need to call a captain yet.
Bones.
Yes, Captain.
I shouldn't have chewed you out. I'm sorry.
I understand.
Inefficient, however. Emotion, Captain.
Yes, you're quite right, Mr. Spark. Inefficient. And illogical.
You've shown friendship by handing over our weapons. And she's making a gesture in return. Her nearest male relative will have to try to kill you. They're offering you a chance for combat. They consider it more pleasurable than love.
Chira.
It would appear, Captain, that he finds you a disappointment.
I am the Te'er Aka'ar. I lead the 10 tribes of Capella. And this is Elian, a young wife to give an old man a son to rule these tribes.
I'm Captain Kirk. First of all, I must protest the killing of one of my crewmen.
If it was your man, was it not his privilege to die for you? I do not understand.
Their customs are different, Te'er.
And different from those of my people, too, Te'er. The sight of death frightens them.
Let me take this, Jim. What Mahab has said is true. Our customs are different. What the Klingon has said is unimportant, and we do not hear his words. I just called the Klingon a liar.
Laughter, Te'er? Is not the Klingon an honored guest also?
It was the Earth people who first bargained for our rocks.
Is it not best to have two who bargain for the same goods?
It is I who speak for the tribe, Mob.
I speak for many, Te'er. Hear the words of the Klingon.
What do Earthmen offer you? What have you obtained from them in the past? Parus? and liquids for the sick. We Klingons believe as you do. The sick should die. Only the strong should live. Earthmen have promised to teach the youth of your tribes many things. What? What things? Cleverness against enemies? The use of weapons?
The Klingon speaks the truth, Hakkar.
The Earth Federation offers one other thing, Hakkar. Our laws, and the highest of all our laws, states that your world is yours and will always remain yours. This differs us from the Klingons. Their empire is made up of conquered worlds. They take what they want by arms and force.
Good, good. Let the Klingons and the Earthmen offer us amusement. Capellans welcome this.
The Earthmen have different customs, but never have they lied to our people.
Yeah, those of us who will not bargain with Earthmen, Hakkar.
Do you say you will fight me, Mob?
Let that be your choice, Tyr.
We need our communicators, those devices on our belts. If there's a Klingon ship somewhere...
The sky does not interest me. I must consider the words I have heard.
Leave him.
Ship's disappeared, sir. Gone out of range.
Mr. Scott, I'm getting a call from a vessel. So faint, I can't make it out.
Put a booster on it, Lieutenant. Try to pull it in.
I've lost it. It sounded like a distress signal from an Earth vessel.
No quarrel with you, Captain. I wish merely to return to my vessel.
Hyper vessel. Location.
A small scout ship, Captain. We need the mineral, too. I was sent to negotiate.
Release him. Hakkar is dead. I am the Tyr.
Kill him now.
Wait. If you lead these people now, be certain you make the right decisions.
Is a new leader of the 10 tribes afraid? Let me kill him for you.
Or let the Klingon and me fight. It might amuse you.
Perhaps to be a Tyr is to see in new ways. I begin to like you, Earthman. And I saw fear in the Klingon's eye.
We had an agreement.
That too may change Klingon.
I have the signal clear now, Mr. Scott. It is a distress call. It's from the SS Deirdre.
Deirdre? That's a freighter.
Reporting they're under attack. They're running. Trying to maneuver. It's a Klingon vessel attacking.
Hello? Pick it up, sir. Taking a fix. Try the captain.
Enterprise to Captain Kirk. Come in, Captain. Enterprise to Captain Kirk. Come in, Captain.
Carry a child who would be Tyr.
I must die.
No! Man may touch the wife of a Tyr.
She was prepared to die, Earthman.
I was proud to obey the laws. Kill him first. He laid hands upon me. It is my right to see him die.
Enterprise to Mr. Spock. Dr. McCoy, come in, please.
I have it on the sensors, sir. Tie into my channel, Lieutenant.
Right in.
Commanding, we are under heavy attack by Klingon vessels. Two convoy ships are already damaged. We must have help. Enterprise, acknowledge. Please acknowledge. Repeat.
Interception course computed. And laid in, sir.
Prepare to take us out of orbit, Mr. Sulu.
Aye, sir.
Scotty, the captain.
We have a distress call from a Federation ship under attack. That's where our duty lies. Take us out of orbit, Mr. Sulu. Ahead, warp 5.
Captain's log, stardate 3498.9. Lieutenant Commander Scott in temporary command. We were forced to leave Capella to come to the aid of a Federation vessel under attack by a Klingon vessel. We were unable to contact our landing party before we were forced to answer the distress signal. Our inability to reach the landing party is strange, and I am concerned.
Our check-in signal is 1 hour, 12 minutes overdue. Since no reconnaissance party has appeared, and since Mr. Scott is notably efficient in such matters...
I must assume that something's keeping them busy up there. The Klingon ship.
That would seem a logical conclusion.
Captain, I'm gonna fix that woman's arm. They can only kill me once for touching her.
That's a very good idea, Bones.
Yes, Captain. An excellent idea.
Let me see that arm.
You will not touch me.
Does that mean you prefer to die? I think we can get you safely to the ship. Your choice, Bones.
To live is always desirable.
All right, let's go.
Klingon. There's nothing to concern you there.
We've made an agreement, Bob. I have a right to my weapons.
We have them well cared for, Klingon. Your weapon will be returned when our business is completed. That was our agreement.
Approaching the freighter's last reported position, sir.
Sensor report, Mr. Chekhov.
Negative, sir. No debris, no residual particles, no traces.
Mr. Sulu, begin a standard search pattern. All scanners, full intensity, Mr. Chekhov. No signal at all.
Negative, sir.
It should be on our screens by now.
At best, a freighter might travel warp 2.
I'm well aware of a freighter's maximum speed, Mr. Sulu.
Captain's log, stardate 3499.1. Before leaving the Capellan encampment, we managed to retrieve our communicators. Our phasers were not to be found. We have fled into the hills, yet we know the Capellans will eventually find us by scent alone if necessary. And we have learned one thing more. The girl, L.E.N., hates the unborn child she is carrying. Stay with her, Bones. Nice place to get trapped in.
But a defensible entrance, Captain.
Yes, I see. Scout up the trail that way. See what we have in the way of an exit. I'll take a look around.
Now listen, you may be a Capellan woman and the widow of a high T heir, but I'm a doctor, and it's my tradition to care for the sick and injured. Now let me see that arm.
Me in that manner.
Now, you listen to me, young woman. I'll touch you in any way or manner that my professional judgment indicates. Just as I thought. You can come any time now.
How do you know?
Because I'm a doctor, that's how I know.
Even the women of our village cannot tell so much with a touch. Strange hand. Very soft.
There is a way out.
Good. If we could block off that entrance, hold them off, it'd give us more time. They'd have to go around these hills.
There is enough loose rock and shale.
Do you think we could create a sonic disruption with two of our communicators?
Only a very slight chance it would work.
Well, if you don't think we can, maybe we shouldn't try.
Captain, I didn't say that exactly. Sound beams should produce a sympathetic vibration on the weak area of that slide.
About the delivery?
Palans aren't human, Jim. They're humanoid. There are certain internal differences. I don't have the equipment to handle an emergency.
Well, if you don't think you're going to handle it...
Forget it. I can do it. The last thing I want around is a ham-handed ship's captain.
There's a cave in there. Probably the only shelter around here.
I'll need help getting her in there.
No.
Look. I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Spock, give me a hand.
No. I will allow only your touch.
Doesn't just disappear.
There's nothing, Mr. Scott. All channels and frequencies are clear.
Mr. Chekhov.
Nothing, sir. If it were destroyed, I'd pick up debris readings of some sort.
It couldn't have run away from us, sir. Not a freighter. Mr. Chekhov, pull the microtape on that distress call. I want it replayed.
Commanding, we are under heavy attack by Klingon vessels. Two convoy ships are already damaged. We must have help. Enterprise, acknowledge. Please acknowledge.
Did you hear it? They called us by name. Not a general distress signal, but one aimed right at us.
Would they normally call for the nearest starship?
How would a freighter know we were ordered into this sector?
Trap. We would divert it from the planet.
Or it could be an authentic distress call.
We'll stay long enough to make certain. Continue search pattern.
Yes, sir. Continue.
Sloan, you've got one of those magnesite nitron tablets in your kit. Give me one.
Just a minute. Let me get her on the rock. There you go.
Had you arranged to touch her bones, give her a happy pill?
No. A right cross.
Never seen that in a medical book.
Send mine from now on.
No, no. It's there. The pain is there.
Vegetation, Captain. Evidently, there's water nearby.
Good. But we need weapons just as much as we need water, Spark.
There would seem to be little weapon potential at hand.
Follow me.
No! McCoy!
Easy. Easy, I'm here. Now, you must want the child.
No. Here, child belongs to husband.
So they take all the credit here. Poppycock. Answer me.
Do you want my help?
Answer me. Do you want my help? All right. Say to yourself, the child is mine. The child is mine. It is mine.
Yes. It's yours.
No. No, you've got it all wrong.
Yes. McCoy. It's yours.
No. Say to yourself, the child is mine. It is mine. It is...
Kirk to Enterprise, come in. Kirk to Enterprise, come in.
Fortunately, this bark has suitable tensile cohesion.
You mean it makes a good bowstring?
I believe I said that.
That's more like it. Since the Capellans never developed a bow, this may come as a bigger surprise as gunpowder was on Earth.
Oh.
No, Mr. Spock, that isn't the way. You place this arm under here to support its back and this hand here to support its head.
I would rather not. Thank you.
McCoy, bring our child.
Our child?
I'll explain later.
That should prove very interesting.
Mr. Scott. All sweeps.
Mr. Chekhov.
Nothing.
We're turning back now. Warp 5, Helm.
Warp 5, sir. On course for Capella 4.
Warp 6, as soon as you'll take it, Mr. Sulu. The captain could be in trouble back there.
Mr. Scott, another distress call from the USS Carolina.
Ignore it.
Mr. Scott, the Carolina is registered in the sector.
Ignore it, Lieutenant. Log it as my order, my responsibility.
Aye, aye, sir.
Scotty, if it should turn out to be real...
There's an old saying on Earth, Mr. Sulu. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
I know this saying. It was invented in Russia.
Patient spattered me with rocks. She's gone.
The child?
It's all right. It's in there. I guess I'll forget psychiatry. Stick with surgery. I really thought she'd learn to want it.
Virtue is a relative term, Doctor. She'll head straight to the Warriors.
I'll go with you.
Bones, you took a medical oath long before you signed aboard my ship. That small patient in there needs you.
Estimating the planet?
31 minutes, sir.
Engineering control.
Mr. Scott?
Environmental control. Forward phase.
Sensors picking up a vessel ahead. Cutting across our path.
Sublight 1/2.
Reversing to sublight 1/2.
It's an alien, sir. A configuration. A Klingon warship. Taking position directly in our path.
Mr. Sulu, sound battle stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
This is the USS Enterprise calling unidentified Klingon vessel. Come in. USS Enterprise calling Klingon vessel. Acknowledge, please.
I have it on the view screen now, sir. Still distant. Holding a position dead ahead, sir.
drawing a line, daring us to step over it.
Still closing. The alien's directly in our line of flight.
This is the commander of the USS Enterprise. Identify yourself and your intention. Acknowledge. Close out the frequency, Lieutenant.
Laser banks are ready, sir.
And we'll go right down their throat if necessary. Let's see if they have the belly for it.
Behind the rocks up there. The Earthmen make excellent game. Their cleverness has surprised me.
They must die. That is your law.
We will honor our law and our word to you, Klingon.
The child is dead, Ma'ab. Do as you will with me.
The Earthmen?
Dead. I killed them as they slept.
If true, take us to them.
Do you doubt my word, Klingon? I'm the wife of a Tyr. I will die in my own tent.
It is in order. She is the wife of a Tyr.
No! First, we verify her story.
Is this what your sworn word means, Klingon?
Spock!
Here, Captain. Over here, Captain. Spock to Enterprise.
The cavalry doesn't come over the hill in the nick of time anymore.
If by that you mean we can't expect help from the Enterprise, I must agree.
DM.
There's just one thing I want.
The Klingon?
One of us must get him.
Revenge, Captain?
Why not?
The next man who raises a weapon destroys all of you. You and your primitive knives and your weapons. I'll teach you what killing really means.
Klingon!
Are you warriors or children? Ma'ab, I will flee. When the Klingon turns to fire, I'll...
As Tear of the Ten Tribes, I give you back your life. Mine is now forfeit. Kiel, stand ready.
Drop your weapons.
We missed you, Mr. Scott.
Well, sir, we had a wee bit of a run-in with a Klingon vessel, but he had no stomach for fighting. We checked the encampment, found out you were here, and had no trouble at all in tracking you down. I could...
No, that's not the way to handle it. Here, like this. Here, take his little head like that. There. Arm in a... That's it. See how easy?
Oochie-woochie-coochie-coo. Oochie-woochie-coochie-coo. Captain. An obscure Earth dialect, Mr. Spock. Oochie-coochie-coochie-coo. If you're curious, consult linguistics.
Well, at any rate, this should prove interesting.
Interesting?
When the woman starts explaining how the new High Tier is actually Dr. McCoy's child.
What's that again, Mr. Spock? We don't actually understand it ourselves, Mr. Scott.
Nor does Dr. McCoy.
Oochie-woochie-coochie-coo. Oochie-woochie-coochie-coo.
Contact Starfleet. Inform them that Federation mining rights on Capella have been secured by treaty, documents signed by the young High Chief's regent. Report follows.
Aye, aye, sir.
Child's regent?
Yes, L.E.N. Remarkable young lady.
Representing the High Tier, Leonard James Akaar.
The child was named Leonard James Akaar.
Has a kind of a ring to it, don't you think, James?
Yes, I think it's a name destined to go down in galactic history, Leonard. What do you think, Spock?
I think you're both going to be insufferably pleased with yourselves for at least a month. Sir.
Take us out of orbit, Mr. Sulu. Ahead, warp factor one.